There was a fiery debate, and it has erupted at the first congressional hearing in a decade to explore whether the descendants of U.S. slaves should be compensated. Actor Danny Glover told the panel that reparations would cure the damages inflicted by enslavement and forced racial exclusionary policies. Economist Julianne Malveaux wants Congress to address structural inequalities affecting Black Americans, she said, when zip codes determine what kind of schools you go to and what kind of food you eat. These are the vestiges of enslavement that a lot of people don't want to deal with. I mean, they're voicing their opinions. This is what they're saying about why, the reasons we should get reparations. There's an author, Ta-Nehisi Coates. He argued that compensation was due not just for the historic injustice of slavery, but for the discrimination and depredation, official and unwritten, the community has been subjected to in the time after emancipation. So the question is,
I love that.
Yeah,
woo,
that's beautiful. Yeah, it was.
Yes.
So
yes.
Should the U.S. pay reparations for slavery?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not according to Mitch McConnell, but.
Damn what he said. Yeah. Anyway,
we voted for an African American president.
Yeah. 40 acres.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think so.
See, here's the thing. In order for this to even possibly and remotely catch wheels, people of color and people of non-color who are on board with this have to organize and get a unified, voted upon constituency of people who deal with just the facts and who are put in the front to argue the point. See, what happened with Black Lives Matter is you had too many people speaking, and then right in the middle of the Black Lives Matter movement, one person brought up reparations. Now, look, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to get a solidified group of people who are going to make a movement to put this before Congress, to put this before the Senate, to make it an actual bill where it has some grounds and validity with the designated points and a plan to carry it out. That's the only way this works. You cannot have 1 million people screaming different reasons for reparations. We've got to come together and decide who will be the unit to represent this cause, who are the lawyers that are going to formulate this for us, who's going to take it before the Congress and the Senate, which congressmen or senators can we get backing from to present this in the way. Because you are talking about a huge sum of money. Mm-hmm. You're talking about something that has to have validity to prove, like that gentleman who said the constitutional part of it. Then you got to have the people that can prove the barren landscape that the hoods were created. You've got to prove that the Willie Lynch letter is really still in effect. You've got to prove the economic disaster, even though it's out there. Everybody knows that we are, because of our zip code, we are educated differently. Everybody knows this, but the people who are in power don't give a damn. Matter of fact, they've helped create the policy to keep these things in place because they know if they can control your income, they can control your actions.
You're right, Steve. That's one thing, too, about Elizabeth Warren. Isn't she the one that's talking mostly about reparations in her campaign platform for 2020? Yeah.
But see, I'm careful about people who are just doing it for
absolutely.
A platform.
Right. Yeah.
Because they'll say anything to get elected.
The vote. Yeah. To get the
All
vote,
they're trying to do is get Black votes right now. This ain't new. So don't come because it's an election year and start talking about reparations for Black people and you ain't never gave a damn about them until you started running.
But I definitely like what you're saying about it should be an organized effort
to get it done.
It has to be.
Only way. It can't be us screaming for it.
Right. All right, Steve Harvey Nation, we want to hear from you about reparations. Go to Steve Harvey FM and comment. Now, up next, we're going to switch gears here because the nephew's in the building with today's prank phone call coming up right after this.